This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 10 years ago, the way we see the universe changed. A December 1993 repair mission by shuttle astronauts basically put eyeglasses on the Hubble Space Telescope. The change was necessary because Hubble scientists discovered that the telescope's mirror had a flaw, a spherical aberration. The mirror was perfectly polished, but to the wrong specifications. The repaired Hubble quickly began sending back the breathtaking images that we now see in books, posters, and even on a record cover by Pearl Jam. Now, as its mission winds down, planning for the Hubble's eventual demise has begun. Mario Livio is the senior scientist at the Space Telescope Science Institute and has enjoyed a 10-year love affair with the science of the telescope. He says it has produced much, much more than just pretty pictures of space.
Perhaps the most surprising discovery that Hubble was involved in, together with telescopes from the ground, is the fact that the expansion of our universe is speeding up. I mean, this is something that really is mind-boggling. I'll give you an example. You know, if I took now something here in the studio and threw it up into the air, your expectation is, and you always see this, right, it's slowing down and then even reversing its motion. Now, we knew that our universe is expanding. We knew this since the 1920s. Actually, Edwin Hubble, after whom the Hubble telescope is named, is the one who discovered that. But we also expected that this expansion should be slowing down. Under its own gravity, we expected it to slow down. Instead, what we discovered some 5 years ago is that it is speeding up. It is accelerating. It would be like, you know, if I throw this thing up here, and not only would it not reverse its motion, it would speed up towards the ceiling. This is how surprising this was to us.
What does that mean?
Well, it really means that there is something which we now call dark energy, for lack of a better term, which is actually propelling this accelerating expansion. Namely, gravity does slow things down, but because this dark energy is the dominant energy form of the universe, it's about 70% of all the energy there is, it has really taken over, and it is really pushing, you know, it's a repulsive force that pushes the universe apart.
Are there any other particularly satisfying moments in your time?
Oh, yeah. The thing is that Hubble is such a big experiment, it had looked at everything. So, for example, Hubble discovered that a planet outside the solar system actually has an atmosphere, and even has discovered that there is sodium in that atmosphere. So imagine, until 1995, we did not know of a single planet outside our own solar system. Now we know of about 120 of those, and in one of them, Hubble even detected the atmosphere of the planet. You know, if you ask anybody, you know, who dreams about these things, what are the biggest questions? And the biggest question, how did the universe begin, right? How will it end? Is there life elsewhere, you know, and so on. Well, you know, we are getting pretty close to being able to answer all these questions. This is truly amazing.
Now, is that exciting, or in some ways is that absolutely terrifying?
I don't think it's terrifying. I think it is very exciting. I think it is, we are in a way very lucky to be the absolutely first generation in the history of humankind that is able not only to ask these questions, but will probably also be able to answer them.
You know, most of us don't think much about the sky above our heads. But I just wonder, if you spend time exploring the heavens, how does that change your view of Earth?
Well, it changes it in two important ways, I would say. One is that you do realize that in physical terms, you are nothing but a speck of dust, you know, in this vast universe. We are not even at the center of our own galaxy, and there are hundreds of billions of galaxies like our own. So in one sense, it sort of, you know, makes you humble. But on the other, there is almost the opposite effect, in the sense that what you suddenly understand is that human knowledge has literally expanded as fast as the universe. Because, you know, before Hubble discovered that the universe was expanding, humans didn't know that the universe was expanding. So, you know, it wasn't expanding for them. Before we saw this galaxy there, it didn't exist for us, right? We didn't know about it. So in that sense, in sense of understanding the universe, we are extraordinarily central to it all, because it is our mind, you know, that is expanding together with the universe.
When you look at these kinds of images, this sort of naturally occurring beauty, how does that change your aesthetic?
Yeah, I happen to be an art fanatic. So there are two sides to this. One is that you see all this incredible beauty out there. Somebody who writes for the newspaper The Guardian once wrote that the Hubble images are the most amazing artworks of our time. And you get this feeling when you look at that. But there is a second sense of beauty that you get from all of this, and that is that we think that with a relatively small number of sets of laws, we can actually explain all of this. So there is a certain simplicity that underlies it all.
You've been associated with the Hubble since 1991, and there's now a lot of talk about the final chapters for this telescope. And there's discussions about sending it to the museum or rocketing into the ocean. And you've had such a strong relationship.
How do I feel about this?
How do you feel about it? And also, how do you view it? I mean, is it sort of an object to you, or is it something more than that?
No, it's certainly more than an object. I mean, look, Hubble has done what no other scientific experiment before it has done. And I'm not talking about the science results now. I'm talking about bringing the wonders of the universe into the homes of people. All of a sudden, you know, people who never looked at science look with awe at the Hubble images. And consequently, I mean, my personal feeling is that Hubble should basically be kept alive for as long as it is scientifically productive, at least until the next large space telescope, which is called the James Webb Space Telescope, will be launched and we will know that it's actually working.
Thank you so much for coming in to speak with us.
My pleasure.
Mario Livio is the senior scientist at the Space Telescope Science Institute. You can see some of the remarkable images from the Hubble Space Telescope. Go to our website, npr.org.